I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Welcome to the Daily Doctor's Kitchen with me, your host, Dr. Rupi. I'm a medical doctor and cookbook author, and the Daily Doctor's Kitchen is a series of bite-sized nuggets of information all to do with food, nutritional medicine, and healthy living taken from my main podcast, the Doctor's Kitchen Podcast. And if you want to learn how to eat well every day, check out my free recipes, books, newsletter, and download the app at thedoctorskitchen.com. But there are a number of other cultures that use different things. Whereabouts were you traveling when you went away?
North Africa, and so that's Islamic.
Okay.
And then Central America, which is a combination of indigenous American and Spanish traditions.
Okay.
And so you have this, and it's often a blend. Mm-hmm. We put together an ethno map once of the world, and there's a couple of three main centers of independently springing up cultures. Ayurveda is the oldest, India, China close behind, and then what we call Galenic, the European tradition, and they blend in the middle with the Urdu, you know, in the Pakistani world, which is essentially Galenic, and Islamic is Galenic. But then you see the overlaps, and particularly when you talk about North America, you get the translation over the Atlantic and from Asia the other way. So it's a blend and some meld. And what I practice is sort of global. I use Chinese remedies and Indian remedies and North American remedies, a lot of North American remedies.
Yeah, yeah. And are there, like a spice palette, are there particular standout members of all those different families and cultural traditions that are most prominent?
Yeah, I was brought up a lot on the North American traditions. That was a historical, the post-industrial British, very interesting story. You know, Britain did industrial revolution more than anybody else, and within a generation the countryside had emptied, and we were moving into Halifax and Bradford and Leeds and Manchester and so on in large numbers. And these were country people, and they were normally looking after themselves, mostly by women in the villages. They moved into back-to-back housing in the working class areas, proletariat, and they changed gender, the herbalists, and they were blokes who set up shops, the herbalist shops. One of the first was a man called Jesse Boot in Nottingham, who was the co-founder of the National Association of Medical Herbalists. Well, Boots might have another connotation to you, because he was originally a herbalist shop. And that was the way it went. It became a functional medicine for the working people. But they didn't have a legacy to fall back on. They just had polyglot, you know, village traditions. Along came an American who had rediscovered the principles of Greek medicine in the Midwest. And it was all about hot and cold and using KN, which is a Native American remedy. Yeah. And so he came back with this new idea, Thompsonian medicine. No one's ever heard of it now. But it was the basis of a new tradition of herbal medicine as a profession in the UK. And I inherited that tradition when I studied in Leicester in the 1970s. And so half of my materia medica was North American. Mm. Echinacea, you know, the native ginseng, golden seal, and a lot of very exciting gynecological remedies come from North America.
I hope you enjoyed today's Daily Doctor's Kitchen. The Doctor's Kitchen podcast is where I discuss multiple topics around nutritional medicine and well-being with experts and researchers from around the globe. And you can find me on social media at doctors_kitchen. Sign up for free recipes every single week at thedoctorskitchen.com. And don't forget to download the app. I'm Dr. Rupi. Have a beautiful day.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing you love and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.